14-year-old Sophia Aquino from Coral Gables, Florida, had lived the Costa Rica experience solely through dreamy pictures and stories. That is, until her mother surprised Sophia with a birthday present trip to explore the jungles and towns of Costa Rica. Come along and join guest host Sophia Aquino in the company of other kids from around the country and Canada as they share their insights and recommendations about cool things to do and see. Their visits included traipsing through the jungles and beaches of Manuel Antonio National Park, horseback riding and swimming in waterfall pools in the mountains, zip lining and whitewater rafting, milking cows at a rural farm, savoring the Children's Museum and National Museum in San Jose, and a visit to an active volcano. Come along and let's join your host, Sophia Aquino, reporting from Costa Rica.
I'm Sophia, reporting from Costa Rica. I'm here with...
My name is Sadie, and I'm 8 years old, and I'm from New York City, Manhattan.
I'm Daniel. I am 14 years old, and I'm from Miami, Florida.
Hi, I'm Philip Pilon. I am 11 years old, and I come from Montreal, Canada.
I'm Owen. I'm 9, and I'm from Colorado.
I'm Mackenzie. I am 12 years old, and I am also from Colorado.
Sadie, I'm going to ask you about Manuel Antonio. How did you feel seeing the monkeys in the trail, in the park?
Well, it was pretty cool because, like they just kept, like, popping out, and, like, there was different, like, animals all around, and it was fun because on the beach there was, like, monkeys, raccoons, and then I loved the sloths. We saw one hanging from the trees, and I like seeing this rainbow grasshopper, which looked really cool. So I liked Manuel Antonio.
Okay. Daniel, about Santa Juana, tell us about the horseback riding.
Horseback riding was really fun. I mean, I got on a horse that was very competitive. He always wanted to be up front. So me and this other person were like side to side, and mine would always jump, go forward.
And tell us about the waterfall and the fishing.
Waterfall was actually really nice. I mean, it was a nice weather. The water was great. For fishing, it was fun because there was a lot of fish, so you had a lot of opportunities to do it. The bait stuck on the fishing rod, so it was great. It was a great experience.
Can you tell us anything more about the waterfall? How did people jump off the waterfall?
There's a railing where people can jump off, and then higher up, you can jump off, like, from a really high distance, but it's a really high, and I wouldn't do it. There's an area where you can, like, sit on, that you could just relax there. You can swim. If you try to go too forward, the current will stop you. It's strong. So, yeah.
Philip, tell us about the Poás volcano that you visited today.
Oh, the volcano was great, and I really enjoyed the view. It wasn't that much of a walk. I expected a higher hike, but only 400 meters. It was pretty fun. We had an hour and a half to visit it, and we looked at the gift shop. There was great things, and we looked at the volcano, and it was a great view.
Okay, tell us about the cows. Did you milk any, and was that? How fun was that?
I was the first one to milk a cow. At first, nobody ever wanted to go, but then I went, and then some people started to become brave. And then we fed, and since I was in the three first ones to milk the cows, we got to even feed the babies, mm-hmm. which is really cool. And I think that was my favorite part.
About the strawberries, how did you feel when you looked at how they take care of their strawberries here?
I thought it'd be different. I thought it would be a bit bigger, but I thought it was there weren't a lot, but then I figured there would be a lot, even though it was a small area. I thought there would be tons at the mm-hmm. end, and I think I'm right, and that's it.
And the wagon ride we took all around to get to the strawberries and everything, how did you feel about that?
Well, I had already done similar things, And I always enjoy doing that kind of stuff because I feel like we're on a vacation, we're camping, and I really like that feeling, and I always enjoy doing that.
One more thing about the volcano. What came through your mind when you looked at the structure of the volcano?
First, I thought, wow, there's a lot of, I thought there would be, it would be different. I thought we would be lower than the volcano, but the volcano's view was under us. So I was like, wow, this is really different than I thought. I thought it was different than I expected. A lot of the, well, actually most of the voyage in Costa Rica was different than I expected, and in a good way.
Well, thank you so much, you guys. You guys were a big help on describing your adventure in Costa Rica. So my overall feeling of Costa Rica, I think it's a very wonderful place. It is very green, and I feel the animals are very well taken care of here. And it's just a fun experience to go out with, especially smaller kids or even older people, because it's just an experience that some people have not experienced before. So I think it's a very cool thing, the projects that they're doing here to protect the environment. I think pretty cool. Yes. I recommend it to a lot of other kids to come here because it's really, it's a real big experience for everybody of all ages. So I do recommend them coming. Sadie, how did you feel overall about your...
Well, it was really, it's really fun in Costa Rica, and there's a lot of really... like nice places here, and there's a lot of nature, there's a lot of buildings in San Jose, which we're in right now, and I recommend it to like adults even, and even kids, like to go to Costa Rica, and it was really fun in our adventure.
The Kids Museum was very fun experience. It's in downtown San Jose, and it's called Museo de los Niños, the museum for kids. And it has very cool attractions to go to. Sadie, why don't you tell us one of your favorite ones that you saw?
I really liked the plane, when you could, like, pretend to be a pilot, and it was really fun.
Also, one cool fact about the museum is that it was once a prison. And it was one of the most feared prisons ever. It was very horrible. But they ended up converting it into this magical place for kids. It had a dinosaur exhibit and had a science museum also inside. And there was like an earthquake simulator and everything. It had really big structures that kids could climb on and go in and feel like they're actually there and having fun on like a train or a plane.
For the museum, I really thought it was like very inspirational. Like, how do you turn something really like feared and scary into something that desirable and so wonderful? Yeah. It was amazing what these people did to do that, to change it all around.
And what was your favorite thing, experience at the museum?
At the museum, I think it was the earthquake simulator. You know, you could practice, get ready for real-life situations that could be really dangerous. So I think it was really nice that that happened.
Philip, what did you think about the dinosaurs there? What did you think?
I thought the robot structures were really well made, and they... And when I got there, at first I thought they were real, but obviously they weren't. They really looked they were really realistic, and good. There were little paintbrushes to uncover bones. There were photo booths. There were a lot of fun things. And there was a giant step in the ground, where we counted how many feet would fit in there, and it ended up being 5 human feet, and we were really surprised how much Tyrannosaurus Rex's foot were big.
How did you feel about the prison museum where they show you what it was before it became a children's museum?
Scary, number one, scary. Definitely, you can definitely tell that it was fearful, like, why people would fear it. And it wasn't exactly, like, how can I say this, like, it was very crowded. It was like made to hold 600 people in the prison. And when it got shut down, it was like 1,200 to hold. And it was amazing. And interesting fact is that the prisoners would learn how to teach animals to be like transfer everything. Like they would transfer weapons, unfortunately drugs, and food too. So, yeah.
Philip, what did you feel when you saw them recreate how it looked like in the past before it became such a dream house?
Well, when I saw the pictures that they showed at the beginning, I thought, oh boy, this museum's going to be boring. But in the end, it was probably the funnest museum I had ever seen. It was so cool. You could touch everything. And I did not believe that was a prison. I thought they just built that to be a museum. They said, let's build a museum. I can't believe they actually made such a bad... They showed people you could turn such a bad thing into such a good thing. And I was really impressed by that.
So for Costa Rica, I think my favorite experiences was the freshness of everything. The freshness of the parks, it was very well kept. The freshness of the food. The food was very fresh. It was very tasty as well. So if you want a nice place to eat, relax, go to Costa Rica. It's very nice.
Okay. My name is Sadie, and I'm 8 years old, and I'm from New York City, Manhattan.
I'm Daniel. I am 14 years old, and I'm from Miami, Florida.
I'm Owen. I'm 9, and I'm from Colorado.
I'm Mackenzie. I am 12 years old, and I am also from Colorado.
Hi, I'm Philip Pilon. I am 11 years old and I come from Montreal, Canada.
I am Sophia, reporting from Costa Rica.
My name is Sophia and we're in Sarapiqui and we just did zip lining. I'm here with Sadie. And tell us about how you felt when you were zip lining.
Well, it was really fun. You could get like the breeze in your face, and it was humid here, and it was like you're just zooming through the forest, and it was really fun.
Okay, Daniel, tell us how you felt when you went through the zipline.
The views were great. The speed was okay. I mean, the guides were amazing. They were really helpful in the ziplining. Yeah, overall, it was a great experience. You could go over the river, just going through the forest, looking around, and yeah, it's better than just walking around.
Hi, what's your name? How old are you and where are you from?
I'm Owen. I'm 9 and I'm from Colorado.
I'm Mackenzie. I am 12 years old and I am also from Colorado.
Okay, so tell us, how did you feel when you went through the zip lining?
I was scared, but also it was really cool.
I thought it was amazing. It was gorgeous and it was also a little nerve-wracking.
Did you like the speed?
I did like the speed. That was fun.
Did you see any animals when you were going?
I saw a few birds.
So, Daniel, I'm going to ask you, how did you feel about this zipline?
Speed was great. I mean, for more adventure people, you might want to go a little bit faster, but for the length, the speed was really good. For the last one, that was really long, you didn't really want to go any slower or faster. It's perfect.
Sadie, what animals did you see while you were going through the zipline?
Well, I only saw one animal, and it was a toucan.
Okay, Daniel, did you hear the holler monkeys through the forest?
No, I did hear a couple of shrieks coming from Sadie, but it was fun.
Did you like the view?
The view was amazing. I mean, from the river, you could just see the water flowing, people rafting. It was really nice. Yeah.
Cool. Would you recommend this to kids like your age, Owen?
Yes, I would.
And how about you?
Definitely.
Sadie, do you think 8-year-olds like you would love to go through this zip line?
Yes, like all my friends love going like zip lining and they would have a lot of fun on this.
And Daniel, since you're 14, do you think people younger and older should come here?
Oh, it would be a perfect adventure for people of all ages. Maybe not too young, but definitely above like maybe 6.
It was super fun.
I'm Sophia, reporting from Sarapiqui, Costa Rica.
All right, here we go.
The underbed music, Cinco Colones, was performed by Orquesta Ciba.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomascwilmer.com. Our associate producers from the San Francisco Bay Area include Molly Blaisdell, Lori King, and Susie Rodriguez. Melissa Corbin reporting from Knoxville, Tennessee, Rebecca Nolan, Newfoundland, Canada, Kim Schneider from Michigan, Elaine Masters in San Diego, Julie Henning, Eugene, Oregon, Rebecca Bingham, Hot Springs, Arkansas, and Steve Cook contributing from Little Rock, Arkansas, host of Arkansongs on NPR affiliate KUAR.